For KBIA News, I'm Katarina Sestarek. The Missouri Supreme Court has overturned 30 years of precedent with a ruling that gives greater legal protections to injured workers who are fired from their jobs. In a 5-2 decision, the Supreme Court ruled Tuesday that employees no longer have to prove that workers' compensation claims were the exclusive factor for their dismissal in order to win lawsuits claiming retaliation. Instead, the court said employees must show only that workers' compensation claims were a contributing factor in their subsequent dismissal from their job. State law does not explicitly set forth a standard of proof in such lawsuits, but the exclusive cause standard has been adopted by the state Supreme Court in 1984. Since then, all of the judges on the Supreme Court have changed. University of Missouri graduate student Ginny Chadwick was sworn in Monday as the new First Ward representative to the Columbia City Council. Tuesday was her first day on the job, and she spent it answering phone calls and going to meetings. KBIA's Heather Adams has more on the story.
Chadwick says her immediate plans are to simply serve on the council as a voice for the First Ward and to express their concerns.
The biggest issues that I heard over and over again from constituents is that we have to maintain our downtown infrastructure that's in disrepair, that public safety is a very top concern and priority of the First Ward, and as well as public transit.
Fred Schmidt, the previous First Ward representative, made a few final remarks at Chadwick's inauguration. He says that he hopes the whole council will have a better plan for infrastructure than in the past.
And it would be nice to actually lay out what are we really going to do, what is it really going to cost, and how are we going to pay for it.
Schmidt says that it will be difficult at times for Chadwick, but that he is excited to see someone take his place that will be more effective in reaching out and responding to people. Heather Adams, KBIA News.
Missouri's unemployment rate increased in March, though the size of payrolls also grew. The Department of Economic Development reported Tuesday that the jobless rate grew to 6.7% from 6.4% last month. Employers added a net of 3,500 jobs in March. Top gainers were construction, education, and health services. Construction jobs grew by 2,000, and education and health services grew by 1,600. On the other hand, the leisure and hospitality sector declined by 1,900 jobs. Missouri's civilian labor force of about 3 million people grew by about 8,500 during March. The labor force counts people with jobs and those who are on unemployment but looking for work. The University of Missouri's new chancellor says he is prepared to make the school accountable and responsible after an independent review faulted its response to a former swimmer's rape claims. Chancellor R. Bowen Lofton's latest remarks amplify his comments when the Dowd-Bennett Law Firm report was first released last week. The review determined that the university fell short of federal standards for the reporting and investigation of sexual assault on campus. The report also found that administrators in Columbia should have investigated 20-year-old Sasha Menucurry's 2011 suicide sooner. The swimmer alleged she was sexually assaulted during her freshman year by several football players. Menucurry's parents say they support the university's efforts to strengthen its policies. Officials from Missouri's public universities are raising concerns about reduced revenues for education as state lawmakers consider an income tax cut. A statement signed by the governing board presidents of 9 state universities cites concerns that legislation could limit the money available for education. Although the letter does not specifically mention the proposed income tax cut, the executive director of the Council on Public Higher Education said that is the subject of the concerns. The Republican-led House could vote as soon as today on whether to give final approval to a bill that would eventually cut more than $600 million of income taxes for individuals and businesses. Democratic Governor Jay Nixon has said the bill could harm education funding. He vetoed a tax cut last year. 45 suspected drug dealers are in prison following a large-scale crackdown in Texas County. Law enforcement officials said there are still 9 suspects from the operation that remain at large, but they hope to have them in custody in the near future. Licking Police Chief Scott Lindsay says he's optimistic the recent sting will curtail crime in the area.
I expect that the operation will certainly put a dent in the drug dealing and property crime related to drugs in our area. You know, it's an ongoing battle. There will certainly be other drug dealers that pop up, but we're up for the challenge.
Most of those who were arrested face charges of distribution or possession of methamphetamines, marijuana, or prescription medications. Officials said the arrests have been in the works for 18 months. The Columbia Board of Education has decided on the boundary for the planned new Elliott Battle Elementary School, scheduled to open in 2016. KBIA's A.J. Feather has more.
Assistant Superintendent for Elementary Education, Peter Stiepelman, presented two plans for the attendance area boundary for Elliott Battle Elementary School. Board members selected an option that covers an area from I-70 north to East Mexico Gravel Road. The new school will draw students from Alpha Heart Lewis and Two Mile Prairie. It will not move any students from Shepherd Boulevard Elementary. Stiepelman says the new elementary school will help reduce overcrowding at both Alpha Heart Lewis and Two Mile Prairie.
For Two Mile, it's about meeting our goals to the community about eliminating trailers, and Alpha Heart's because it was a school that's built for 600, and we were already over capacity.
Stiepelman also confirmed at the meeting the nature school at Rockbridge State Park will be built by the year 2015. One-third of the cost to build the nature school will be paid for by the Missouri Department of Natural Resources.
They know that Rockbridge State Park is a gem. They know that it has caves, it has prairies, it has forest, it has everything that, and is one of the most visited state parks in our state. And so as a result, they're looking forward to building a facility that we can use for our fifth graders.
Stiepelman says he's excited to see the educational opportunities the facility will make available to students. AJ Feather, KBIA News.
For KBIA News, I'm Katerina Sestarik.